This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Illinois Republican Congressman Joe Walsh. He represents the land of Lincoln's 8th Congressional District, and he's a member of the Small Business Committee. We want to get his thoughts as the latest job numbers roll in from the Labor Department here on Friday, and the numbers are well below expectations. 54,000 jobs created in the month of May, previous months revised downward, and that 54,000 figure is well below expectations. The overall unemployment rate ticking up to 9.1%, about 14 million unemployed Americans. And some say if you factor in folks who have exited the job market or are taking part-time jobs when they can't find full-time jobs, we're up closer to about 16 or 17%. And Congressman, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg. Great to be with you.
Well, we had seen some reports from earlier in the week that the private sector job growth was going to come in under expectations, and that's exactly what we saw in the official numbers today. Your thoughts on what seems to be a pretty significant step down from earlier months where we at least saw six-figure job growth?
Unfortunately, the news isn't surprising. We've received sort of a spate of bad economic news this week, the unemployment numbers, the manufacturing activity, the home purchase activity, and really the overall economic growth. Look, the president owns this recovery. He inherited a recession, but he owns this recovery, and he came in from day one trying to spend and stimulate his way into a recovery, and we're, 2.5 years into it, and this is the most anemic jobs recovery I think we've had since the Great Depression. We've got to change direction, because the direction he's going with more government, more stimulus, more regulation is not working.
One of the things we've heard from Democrats today is that obviously this isn't the news that they hope to hear, but they say that the majority House Republicans have yet to bring forth concrete job creation type legislation. What has been the major focal point in terms of stimulating job creation from the GOP perspective?
We formally put forth another plan last week. It's all we've been talking about since we've been in Congress. Our plan is basically get government out of the way. The reason this economy isn't growing is because business, everybody's sitting on their hands. They're sitting on money. There is such uncertainty and fear out there. The only way to alleviate that uncertainty and fear is to get government out of the way, reduce these increasing regulatory burdens, you know, reduce the tax burdens, try to reduce and repeal undue health care and other regulations, pass some free trade agreements, and pass a budget that gets our nation's fiscal house in order. The private sector is scared with how much money government is spending and how much in debt we are. Get government out of the way. That's our job creation policy.
Well, let's talk about some of those aspects that you just mentioned, starting with taxes. I know that the Small Business Committee has proposed reducing the business tax to 25%. Right now, we are among the highest business tax rates in the industrialized world. What do you believe will be the impact of reducing it to 25%? And do you think it's a good chance of happening, since the president has at least hinted that he's okay with that?
Yeah, I think, Craig, I think what's going to happen is, I think deep down the Democrats, many of them understand the route they've been on these past 3 years isn't working. And so I'm hopeful that on some of these things, like reducing the corporate tax rate, we can get enough Democratic support. Look, I think this president is going to be dragged into whatever Congress does. He's purely looking out for his next election. Businesses right now are overtaxed and overregulated. When we ease the tax and the regulatory burden on them, they can begin to grow. They then will begin to hire people. They then will begin to make a profit. And it's not just the corporate tax rate. I mean, I know I'm co-sponsoring some legislation that's looking to just repeal the entire estate tax. There are a number of taxes that we've got to get rid of to make this climate much better for business.
Let's talk a little bit about regulations. You and I have talked about this in the past and some of the different regulations that you think are most onerous. What do you hope to get through the committee and the House and ultimately into law by the end of this year?
I think there will be a couple more aspects of the healthcare legislation that we can look to repeal. We began with the 1099. There's a tax on medical devices that we're looking at. There are a number of regulations that we've seen where the EPA has increased their involvement in greenhouse gases that the House is looking to push and get out. I believe we can find a receptive voice in the Senate. And again, if we can put things in front of this president, I think he will sign what he's told to sign. We're taking a hard look at the FDA because there are real regulatory handcuffs right now. We had a hearing yesterday that many of our healthcare firms are going through trying to get products out into the marketplace. I know that's an area the committee wants to, you know, move something right away.
A couple things the president has said in recent days. First of all, on this very same day, of course, that these job numbers come out, he was in Toledo, Ohio, trumping anyway. What he said was a success in the auto bailout, saying that Chrysler is an evidence that his plan with the auto industry was a success. Do you think that gives him much standing on the economic front, given the job numbers? How do you expect that to play?
Yeah, oh gosh, no. I mean, look, if it's a success, that what's the number? 81 billion the auto bailouts will have cost the federal government. If that's a success, I'd love to see what a failure is. And I think we saw this week as well that first quarter numbers for GM and Chrysler sales figures were down as well. He can try to tout specific industries all he wants, but the overall climate right now is miserable. And you talk to small businessmen and women in this country right now, they are scared to death. And this economy will not grow and jobs will not come to the fore until we alleviate that fear. And that's only going to come when, again, we get government out of the way and knock down every regulation and tax we can.
We're talking with Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh. And Congressman, it was just this week, of course, that some of your House Republican colleagues met with the president at the White House. You made it clear that you weren't going to go because you thought it was just basically a theatrical stunt on his part to suggest that he was getting serious about this. Apparently, one of the things that he made very clear, in contrast with what House Republicans were saying, is that revenues had to be increased, essentially tax hikes, specifically on wealthier Americans to get this done. You mentioned just a minute ago that you need to cut taxes and reduce regulations. So what do you make of that push on his part, and how hard do you think he's likely to push it?
Yeah, I got to tell you, Greg, this is an area where I'm disappointed my Republicans. I don't know why we concede this ground on revenues. The Democrats claim you've got to raise taxes on the wealthy to increase revenues. We've got history and we've got principle on our side that when we cut taxes across the board, that leads to an increase in government revenues. For some reason, the Republicans shy away from making this argument. Look, it's never a right time to raise taxes. It's especially not a good time to raise taxes when an economy is teetering like this. But we need to be bolder, Republicans do, and say, you want to raise government revenues? The last thing you want to do is raise taxes. The first thing you want to do is cut taxes, which will create a larger private economy, more taxpayers.
Congressman, it's great to talk to you again. We look forward to the next time.
Great, Greg. Thank you much.
Thank you. Illinois Republican Congressman Joe Walsh represents his state's 8th Congressional District, also a member of the House Small Business Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.